Sweet Gone South, Love Gone South Book Number 1 by Alicia Hunter Pace. Narrated by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1. The smell of cooking fudge is only sweet if the candy maker isn't dead tired and sick of the smell of chocolate. Lainey Heaven wearily crossed the floor of the Heavenly Confections kitchen to check the temperature of the vat of dark brown, bubbling syrup. Almost there. She looked at her watch. 6:20 p.m. No time to make truffles, but she could do it when she returned home. There was just enough time to pour up the fudge and pack some candy to take to book club. There was a knock at the front door. Damn. Why hadn't she turned off the lights at 5 o'clock when she'd locked the shop door? Not that it would have mattered. The people of Merritt, Alabama knew she was in here and had no compunction about pounding on the door or trotting around back and ringing her apartment bell for that matter. With her luck, it would be Sophie Ann McGowan who would want a single chocolate star and then complain that it wasn't as creamy as the ones Lainey's grandmother used to make. Sophie Ann wouldn't go away, but she could wait. The fudge could not. Lainey grabbed the copper pot and headed toward the marble candy table. The throbbing fatigue between her shoulder blades turned to a sharp pain, and Lainey shifted the pot. The knocking resumed and escalated to banging. Lainey jumped, and the pot began to tip. She jerked it back, but not soon enough. Pools, rivers, oceans of thick chocolate spread at her feet and beyond. Self-preservation made her jump back to avoid being burned. She would have cursed if she had known a word bad enough to equal the situation, and that was saying a lot, because she knew some pretty bad.